Right, welcome to the space show. You've been doing some interesting research with the Solar Dynamics Observatory. What's the Solar Dynamics Observatory?
Solar Dynamics Observatory is a spacecraft which is located between the Earth and the Sun, which is looking at the Sun 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. And so that is the best observatory, at least for now. And it provides the data with exceptional quality, and that is why we decided to take the data for our studies.
And we here in Australia can get access to that data, even though it's an American satellite?
Yes, the data are publicly available in near real time. So we cannot take the latest images, but if you are speaking about a reasonable time delay, let's say 1 hour, all the data are available online.
And part of your research is involved using magnetograms. What's a magnetogram?
Well, so the solar wind, the sun has its intrinsic magnetic field. And the magnetic field is the strongest in the areas which are visible as sunspots on the in the visible light. For instance, in the sunspot, the magnetic field can be as strong as several thousands of Gauss. And it's from these areas with the strongest magnetic field and its gradients the flares come from.
Now, the sun has many flares, you know, huge eruptions. Have you been able to use those in your work here?
Actually, we used the data provided by the Boulder Data Center. So they provide both the list of energetic flares of different classes. We are interested in the most energetic flares starting from M class and higher. And they also provide the positions of potential active regions. So all the data we are using in our studies.
Because the sun is quite a large object, and it'd be very hard to search over the entire disk for areas that are going to be of interest to you.
No, that's not a very difficult task, because usually active regions contain some sunspots and they're visible in the white light. So we can project the sunlight into the white board or black board and see the white board. It will be more appropriate, and we can see sunspots so on the board. But in our studies, we are analyzing magnetic field data. But again, as I said before, the strongest magnetic fields occur in the sunspotted areas.
Are you able to make forecasts about the activity on the sun?
Yes, we can. I guess with a reasonable accuracy. What we are doing, we find potential active regions that may produce flares. Then we estimate different parameters of that region. And our technique allows us to predict whether it will flare within the next 24 hours and estimate the probability that it will produce a flare of a given category. So we are speaking. We take into account only M-class flares and higher. And we have found one interesting result that it's much easier to predict more energetic flares than less energetic ones. And for the most energetic flares, which belong to X-class, the probability to detect to make a correct prediction for the next 24 hours is as high as 94%.
Now, why is the Bureau of Meteorology interested in the sun and what's happening on the sun?
Okay, so that's a good question, but maybe it is more political rather than scientific. Actually, our company, I'm working in the space weather department of the Bureau of Meteorology, and it is associated with the Australian Bureau of Meteorology. But actually, our company was born in 1940, 47, as far as I remember, and it was independent. It was focused on more ionospheric studies.
And that was the Ionospheric Prediction Service, was it?
Ionospheric Prediction Services. Then it was renamed IPS and Space Weather Services. And when we joined the Bureau of Meteorology, our department was renamed and again, and now it is called Space Weather Services.
Oh, thanks for joining us on the Space Show, Vasily.
Thank you very much for your interest.